Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield.
Yes, that was just one of the great moments for the New York Giants. Not a great moment for the Giants, great moment for the Eagles in the Giants game. As the Eagles get ready and leave today to go up to North Jersey to play those lousy, stinking Giants with that lousy, stinking coach Joe Judge. And that lousy, stinking quarterback, Daniel Jones. It's a lot of lousies in there. You can't be a Giants fan this year. You just can't. And those Dallas fans now are falling off the wagon, too. That bandwagon, they're dropping. People are dropping off that bandwagon like flies for those Dallas Cowboys. But I have thinking the other night when I watched that dope of a head coach, Mike McCarthy. He's such a bad head coach. What a bad hire. Dallas has got some nice players on that team, but then they put that moron of a coach in front of them, and that just makes it better for the Eagles. Now, I still think the Cowboys are a better team than the Eagles, but give the Cowboys some time. They lost two straight at home, and now they have three straight on the road. So I was thinking, in the NFC East, you know, all these jerks here in Philadelphia that didn't give Nick Sirianni a chance. You know, they wanted to fire him after like 4 or 5 weeks. Morons. And you got to give him a chance. I didn't know whether he was a good coach. Nobody knew whether he was a good coach or a bad coach. You got to give him a chance. But now that you've kind of seen the team turn around, and I don't want to hear, well, if he did this early in the season, look at the teams he played early in the season. He's trying to figure out his team. He had an offensive line at that time in flux because Lane Johnson was missing 3 games. You had a new left guard, a new right guard, a new right tackle. And, you got to run the ball. You don't even know what your offensive line can do. And he was trying to figure out his team. But so now you look at the head coaches in the – I'll just go to the NFC East. I'm not going to go. You know, we might expand that during the show. In the NFC East, I think Ron Rivera is the best coach in the NFC East. He's got a history. Their team's not doing well this year, but they did better last year. He did get to a Super Bowl, and I think he's a good coach. He's the best coach in the NFC East. And then second is Nick Sirianni. I mean, I don't think it's even close. I don't think it's even close because Mike McCarthy is a dope. What a dope of a head coach. A dope. He said that, what did he say the week before? Something about running the ball. And then he didn't run the ball. I mean, he contradicted the way he coached. Does it every week. So this week, they lose and they complain about the officials. They had 14 penalties. Well, the other team had 14 penalties too. It's not like they were the only ones that were penalized. There was a lot of penalties in that game, and maybe that the officials got a little crazy with the way they called the game, but they called it the same way for both teams. And that play near the end, that was a pass interference. You've got to make an attempt to look back at the football. You can't just face guard a player and run into him and complain that that's not pass interference. That's pass interference. By the way the rule is written, that is pass interference. The defensive back has to – all he had to do is look back for the ball, and then if he runs into the player, they may not call it. And there's a 50-50 chance that they will or they won't. But it's a slam dunk when you don't look back for the football and you're just trying to face guard the guy. That's pass interference. So they complain. He's a moron. So, and then after that, who cares about the coaches? So it's Rivera, Nick Sirianni, Mike McCarthy, who is a dope, and then Joe Judge. And Joe Judge is the worst. He is the worst. I'm the leader of this team. Well, let me just explain something to Joe Judge. The head coach is not a leader and can't be a leader. You have to find a player who is a leader of the team. And then he says, it's my responsibility. And all coaches say that. It's his responsibility. And then he fires the offensive coordinator. So he takes the fall. They should have fired the head coach and the offensive coordinator. They are just a brutal franchise. What a brutal franchise. So we can discuss that. I don't know that anybody would challenge my listing of the coaches in the NFC East. You got Rivera, Sirianni, McCarthy, and Joe Judge. I'll tell you, McCarthy and Joe Judge are fighting for last place. I can see them battling it out for last place on who, how you list the coaches in the NFC East. So the Eagles play the Giants tomorrow. The Cowboys, that is a thing of beauty when they lose. And I've said this before, I don't think they have home field advantage. That stadium's too big. Jerry Jones, with his greed, built a stadium that big. Those people in the upper levels are too far away from the play to really be heard and create a home field advantage with noise. And then you put that ridiculous video board in the center of the field so the fans up top aren't even watching the game. They're watching the television of the video board. And the reason he has a video board in the center of the field is because he didn't want to put, you know, most places have the video boards at the end in the end zones. He didn't want to take away seats. So he puts the video board up there so he can put in more seats. That franchise is always going to be doomed. And I had a dispute on the way down, and I try to come down on Fridays. I always stop on the Atlantic City Expressway at Frank S. Farley, that rest stop there. And there's a guy that works at the gas station who's a Cowboys fan. And he told me the week before how good the Cowboys are. He didn't want to see me yesterday. So I walked out there to find him. And he started, yeah, Super Bowls. How many Super Bowls? They got mold, those trophies. They have mold on those trophies. How many playoff games have they won in the last how many years? Mold. Dust them off. I don't want to hear about that, the past. You know, it's getting to the point where we can't really talk about an Eagles Super Bowl, but it's still within a five-year period. It's still in our recent memories for everybody. This moron. Cowboys. They suck, and they have a problem now. They have three straight road games. They can't win all three. Even though they're playing bad teams, it's really hard to win that third straight road game. So we can discuss that. What do you think the record the Eagles will have the rest of the season? Think about that. What's their record for the rest of the season? You know, I think it's no worse than 4-2, but everybody thinks they're going to win all the games. The only problem is that last game now is going to mean something against the Cowboys. And if it means something, they're going to flex it to Sunday night. I do not want a Sunday night game. I do not want a Sunday night game. At first, that was kind of, we're on national TV. No, once a Sunday night game. 1 or 4 is fine. I don't need a Sunday night game, but that's it's kind of we're it's a freight train just driving right into that wreck of a Sunday night game. Oh my gosh, I can't stand those Sunday night games. It might be great if you're sitting at home, but to go into the games, that's not fun. Oh yeah, they're on national TV. Who cares? It's convenience for the fans, and for the broadcast guys, myself, Merrill, Mike. It's just. No, I do not want a Sunday night game. All right, so we'll talk about what you think the Eagles can do the rest of the season. And obviously, they have a decent chance to make the playoffs with their because of their schedule. Schedule is very conducive. They don't get on a plane. Two games in the Meadowlands the next 2 weeks, bye week. And they play Washington. Washington might be their toughest game until the last game. Because Washington's playing a little bit better. I'm not saying they're, you know, what's it? Taylor Heinicke is the quarterback. Whatever. So we can talk about that. By the way, if you're paying any attention, the Phillies have picked up some garbage. As players, they took, I guess, some players that the Yankees didn't want to put on their 40-man roster. How good can those guys be? Then they picked up a guy off the scrap heap from Tampa. They picked up Alvarado. How'd that work out for him the year before? But no free agents, and you can't just keep on signing free agents. Although the Mets just unlimited finance, they've signed 3 free agents. So. Yeah, the Mets are going to be a decent team. But, you know, this is an Eagles weekend. The New York team we got to think about are the Giants. So we know the Cowboys. Now we realize they are overrated. Eagles have – every game's a big game now, but last week was – that was a big game. That kind of sets them up for the playoffs. And New Orleans is just – boy, talk about a team with injuries. They are a mess. And they say, oh, they rushed for a lot of yards against the best team against the run. Yeah, but when you're playing from behind like that, you know, that team, they knew they were done. Just like they knew they were done against Buffalo on Thursday night. All right, our question this week, it's kind of based off of last week's question. Our question this week, last week we had the best season for a professional sports player, professional in the 4 major sports. Best season. And a lot of people, we had one come up at the end. I know the millennials here wanted Brad Lidge or Ryan Howard. But Greg Maddux, when I heard what he did in that season, that the last time the Braves won a World Series, it was phenomenal. So we flipped the coin. And the coin said Greg Maddux. This week, based off of that question, the worst season by a player, have to play like 75% of the games. And I'll be lenient with that 75%. The worst season by a player. And the team just goes on and on and on and on. I'd almost be willing to say the worst season by a team, but it's too easy to pick the Sixers when Brett Brown won 10 games. Phew. That is just, well, he said he was playing with a bunch of gypsies. That was Sam Hinkie's great, yeah. By the way, who did Sam Hinkie work under? Daryl Morey. Who did he learn from? Daryl Morey. Kind of tells you something, doesn't it? Kind of tells you something. He trained under Daryl Morey. Who's Daryl Morey? What team is he running now? Oh, it's the Sixers. Oh, I get it. I get it. Daryl Morey's running the Sixers. We got a guy that's tapped out and won't come to play. We got a team that you don't even know what the team was. You got a player that's been out 3 weeks with COVID. Something tells me he's either got another injury or he didn't get the shot. Everybody says, oh, yeah, he got the shot or he got the vaccine. Apparently he didn't. You're not out for 3 weeks. You're not out for 3 weeks if you had the shot. It just doesn't happen. But anyway, So you got our question. Now, what you win, and we're going to have two winners this week, a first and a second place. You win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers. Check it all out at DeBruno.com. By the way, I got a Thanksgiving meal catered by DeBruno Brothers. As always, the presentation is sensational. The food is great. Preparation, everything about it is really good. And they had a record-setting year for catered meals. Do the same thing for any holiday. You can same thing for a business function as well. And that $100 gift certificate can go towards that. So the first place is the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. And people have enjoyed that. Everybody that's won, and people that even haven't won, enjoy going to DeBruno Brothers in any one of their six locations. And then this week, because it's that time of the year for gift giving and gift certificates, and that would be a really, really beautiful place. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to finishing your holiday shopping. Now with three locations. They're in Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City, at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. My understanding is this weekend, in celebration of Black Friday, it's Black Friday weekend, where gift certificates are on sale at Joseph Anthony. So that would be a $50 gift certificate as the second place prize for Joseph Anthony. So you got the question. The worst season, worst by a player, worst. Jack Fritz, who is a faithful listener to this show, because he just loves to get up early on Saturday morning, on this date a month ago, Nick Sirianni had the flower speech, in which everybody made fun of, but it was one of the most invigorating team meetings on a Wednesday that he's had this year, and I'm told that by a couple of players and people that were in the meeting. And people made fun of him with the flower meeting. It wasn't really, it was a plant and growing roots, and well, apparently, whatever he's done so far, it's transformed into the team getting better and better. Had a meeting this week where he used another coach, a soundbite from another coach, and we'll talk about that coming up as well. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. You know what? I'm going to take a call before we go and take a little short break. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, where's that cockroach Dallas Cowboys fan at?
Well, I don't know. They go into hiding. They've lost two. Can you imagine they've lost two in a row at home?
I mean,
at
that,
home.
That guy,
at home.
That guy, Lamont.
Well, Lamont the, yeah, he's the Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other moron's the Giants fan.
Yeah, it's
But now the Cowboys again are not going to the city. Another year where they think they had a chance at the Super Bowl. They've got no chance for the Super Bowl. Zero.
The only way they're going to the Super Bowl is if they buy a ticket.
You know, I don't know. Maybe they won't be able to get a ticket. You don't want them there.
Hey, Howard, what's up with the Flyers?
You know what? I'm tired of Keith Jones being an apologist. Last night, and I saw the end of the replay in the post game with him and Jim Jackson. He said, "Oh, these losses are going to be good for the Flyers down the road." Tell me why losses, when you lose 6-3, are going to be good down the road. Stop covering up for the Flyers. You can't cover up. Hey, listen, they're a decent team.
Yep.
They got a chance, and they got a chance to make the playoffs. They're a decent team. They got some young players which have to develop. Carter Hart has got to be steady. He's shown some really good signs this year. But don't be an apologist. Keith Jones is a friggin' apologist. Oh, these losses against these tough teams are going to be good for him down the road. No, it's not. It gives you you have a sense of losing. You have a sense that something's going to happen. Stop. Stop. But, you know, they are a better team. I just don't know. I just don't know if they're good enough. All right. Do you have a guess on the contest, the worst season by a player?
How about that? Nami Osley.
Yeah, there's no numbers to support or not support it. So Nomni had a bad season.
He had a terrible year.
I know. Yeah, but you want to try to find numbers to support it. Bad numbers. Like a quarterback can show you bad numbers.
Nomni wide receiver for a whole year.
A wide receiver can show you bad. Yeah, I mean, Nomni's not bad. All right, I appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. We'll get right back to the phones when we come back. The question is, the worst season, based on last week, the worst season by a player in the four major sports, last 25 years, the worst season by a player, and we have a first and a second place. 94, WIP, I'm Howard Eskin. Oh, by the way, did I mention we're here at the fabulous, sensational Borgata? If I didn't, I've been remiss. There's nothing better than sitting here, coming here the night before, had a great dinner last night at Angeline, Michael Simon's Italian restaurant. Great dinner, but all the restaurants are great here. And it's just a hopping place that everybody enjoys once they come here. So we're doing the show, as we do on Saturdays, from the Borgata. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:20.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.